USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A tornado in Hale County, Alabama has destroyed many homes, killed at least one person, and three are critically injured. Gloria Doss and her family own several homes and properties there.
I was very terrified. I was actually in the doctor's office and had to leave. I was very terrified.
The winter storm that's moving across the country brought snow and ice and power outages from Dallas to Little Rock. President Biden is claiming success after a counterterrorism operation, which was carried out in northwest Syria, killed a top leader in the Islamic State.
Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
The president said the choice was made to send in special forces.
We made this choice to minimize civilian casualties.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
President Biden visiting a city that's still mourning the deaths of two police officers. He said that the federal government will do more to help fight gun violence. He added, the plan is a team effort to work more closely with communities and the police department. So far this year, six police officers in New York City have been shot.
It's enough. Enough is enough, because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government and the Congress and the state legislatures and the organizational structures out there.
Biden was visiting NYPD headquarters along with the U.S. Attorney General. He visited a school that's working with community programs to reduce violence. Much of the federal plan is working at expanding efforts that are already underway, including a major crackdown on gun trafficking between states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Fraud charges have gotten one state senator expelled.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's some new security rules being put into place before the big final matchup between the Bengals and the Rams.
The FAA is declaring the airspace around SoFi Stadium in Southern California a no-drone zone ahead of the Super Bowl. The temporary flight restriction lasts from 2:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. on February 13th, covering airspace within roughly 35 miles of the stadium and up to an altitude of 18,000 feet. Within a mile of the stadium and up to 3,000 feet, the regulation goes into effect at 10 a.m. Those who defy the rule could face a fine of up to $30,000 and criminal charges, potentially even having the drone confiscated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.